from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know we're pumped up for this, man. I am. And we're going to be in the thick of it. We're going to be talking about camp battles, competition. For better or worse, I mean, our expectation and anticipation for this season is as high as it's ever been, Clint. There ain't no doubt about that, man. I know you're thinking about these things already going in. And I'd be willing to guess that you and I could probably peg the top two, maybe three, we'd agree on the biggest camp battles going in right now today. But I'm interested to kind of get your thoughts on that, because I might have another one that maybe surprises you. So if I asked you the most important camp battles for the Texans, what are they?
Oh, wow.
You would give me what? Give me your top two, top three, four, whatever you think it is.
Well, I'll give you what I think the top one is that is low-hanging fruit. The corner opposite Derek Stingley.
Okay.
Whether you believe that Kamari Lassiter is a outside corner or not. Whether he's in the competition or not, between him and the two vets that they brought in, my mind just went blank with both the damn guys.
Jeff Okuda and C.J. Henderson.
Yep. If you go those two and Lassiter, whatever that battle opposite Derek Stingley, whoever wins that battle right there, I think is the most important with the Houston Texans. I'll give you one that I think is the most intriguing. Again, on the defensive side of the football, I think Kalen Bullock, third round draft pick, the third overall pick this year, and then Texans draft for the Texans. He was a third rounder, safety out of USC. I think him and Jimmy Ward, I think that is much more of a ends up being much more of a battle than probably we give it time.
Man, I'm glad you look at it that way, because that safety spot is what gives me pause. It's something that I feel like if you asked me to name one position outside of defensive tackle, and you and I had conversations about this multiple times over this offseason, which one was not addressed with the utmost seriousness or aggressiveness, maybe is another way to put it, that you felt like it should have been with the Texans? I would have said safety too. Because I don't think at this point in time you should be counting on Jimmy Ward to be that guy week in and week out to play for you. I mean, more times than not, two out of the last 3 years, he's been off the field more than he's been on it. And I'm not willing to just say, yeah, well, he's Jimmy Ward, he'll be fine. Him and Jalen Petrie, it's going to be a great secondary with Stingley and insert whatever other cornerback and Dez King. Cool. I'm just not there yet. So I'm glad you included safety. Maybe in no particular order, Because I think it's kind of a trick question in some regard. If I said, hey, most important camp battle, you just said corner. I feel like there's, you feel better about the level of competition of Jeff Okuda, CJ yep. Henderson, and Kamari Lassiter than I do about Kenyon Green, Kendrick Green, Jarrett Patterson, and Juice Scruggs at the left guard center position.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very TBD. Like, I'm including a guy that was moonlighting as a freaking fullback last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers before the Texans made a trade to go get Kendrick Green. And he would look, he was looked fine for a game and a half until he got hurt, right?
Yeah.
Kenyon Green looks like he has an NFL body in t-shirts and shorts this year. And then here's two second-year players in Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs that were asked to play, you know, when they didn't know they were going to, and then out of position if you're Juice Scruggs. So I don't really know what to think about that. Linebacker is one that I feel like was kicked under the rug all last season, and I feel like it has potential to be the same position group because you got Azeez Al-Shaair, because you think you know what you've got in Christian Harris. But let's not forget about Henry Toa-Toa. To me, he's a part of a big, important battle at the linebacker position group because nothing should be gifted to him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.